Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be talking about Matt Chandler, one of the most famous woke pastors in the United States. And we're going to be discussing his recent sermon where he parrots Democrat talking points on American history. And it's just so laughably bad. Like, this is pretty easy to debunk, especially when he makes a very poor argument. But nonetheless, we're going to dive into that. We're also going to dive into a few other things that he says about politics and the age. Definitely interesting, because Matt Chandler might not be as woke as he's been, but, you know, he's still not someone that you can trust, and it shows. So, before we get to that, I want to let you know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. This is our patron-like system that you can subscribe to. That's linked in the description below. I also have Winning Not Winsome, Ten Commandments of Spiritual Warfare, my first ever book. You should buy it. It's on Amazon. Pretty good deal on Kindle and paperback, and that's also linked in the description below. That being said, so let's dive into this sermon. And I want to start off when he talks about Romans 13, because this is a lie that Matt Chandler starts off with in this nice little section in his sermon about politics. He starts off with a clear and obvious lie, and I can prove it's a lie because, you know, he has a track record of not doing what he says he will do.
Romans 13:1. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. Now, there is a time for civil disobedience. And here's my promise to you. On that day, I'll lead us into it. On that day, I'll lead it. There is a time for civil disobedience. We see that in other parts of the scripture. But here's what I want to get at.
So this is a guy who locked down his church. 2020 was a time for civil disobedience, and he did not do it. So he's a liar. He does not understand the times. Obviously, he was a terrible pastor in 2020. He was extremely woke in 2020. And before that, actually, I believe his famous quote about hiring the Anglo, the Black 7 over an Anglo 8 came from 2018. I want to say it's older than 2020. So anyway, this guy's in charge of Acts 29, which is a major church planning organization. He's on the leadership there, which is a pretty woke and increasingly gay-affirming organization, by the way. It's gone downhill since Mark Driscoll left it, you know, just saying. Like, Mark Driscoll, in contrast, we talked about him recently. He's not pulling any punches on how demonic the Democrats are. Matt Chandler is pulling some punches here because he's trying to draw a moral equivalency between two things that are not morally equivalent. One is worse than the other. Like, murder is worse than stealing. Or murder is worse than coveting. Like, they're both sins, but they're not morally equivalent sins. So that's just a myth in evangelicalism that's very prominent. I mean, I think it's not just evangelicalism, but since this focuses on evangelicalism here at Evangelical Dark Web, it's just, this guy's a liar already.
The role of the church in any political system, the church and the people of God, we are meant to be a prophetic voice to whoever's in power. This is why you cannot be partisan. Because if you're partisan, you cannot critique with the word of God any individual person or party. So
this is such a dumb take. He does not know what the word partisan means. I'm very partisan in a way because, you know, I'm not going to vote for the Democrats. I'll vote most Republicans. But And I believe that you can't, you have to use the Republican Party. Like, I'm actually pretty partisan. I actually think the United States isn't partisan enough because, you know, one of the biggest critiques of the Republican Party is they're too much like the Democrats. And that's especially true at the federal level. That's not as true at the state levels and local levels. But at the federal level, yeah, there's hardly a difference between the two parties. And that's the problem, is they're not partisan enough. So the idea that Christians can't be partisan is ridiculous with how bad the state of things are. Christians have a history of being partisan. It's just the facts. He does not know what partisan means. You can be completely partisan and still critique the people at in your party. Is he unaware of that? Does he not know what partisan means?
So you can have your leanings, you can have, but if you are unwilling to critique your person, you're worshiping in the wrong house. I'm just saying, if you've got to make this, because it makes my blood boil when people Messiah-like attributes to this immoral man. It makes my blood boil. He is not Jesus. He will not save. He cannot pull us out of that. And I got some things coming on the left, so everybody calm down. I love this quote.
So he is talking about Donald Trump here. And yeah, it is fair to acknowledge that some people have definitely raised him up to a Messiah-like level. I don't think it's completely wrong for Matt Chandler to address that. Just going to give him the benefit of the doubt here, because I've already been hard on him. So I'm going to be a little more gracious here when he makes something that I actually agree with.
I love this quote. The church is not to be found at the center of left right political world. The church is to be a species of its own kind, confounding both the left and right, and finding its identity from the center of life. I love that.
That's a stupid quote from a stupid person. I don't think he says who made it, but that person doesn't understand politics. Again, Christianity is inherently right wing. Like, we don't believe in feminism. We don't believe in gay rights. We don't believe in, so many other immoral practices of government. And obviously, killing babies. We don't believe in these things. These are all left-wing policies. As far as right-wing policies go, again, the founding fathers were so right-wing compared to our current political parties. So, if anything, the Republican Party's too liberal for Christians. It's too left-wing for Christians. And in certain countries, I don't even know how a Christian operates in the political system because all the parties are left-wing, like in Canada or in the UK. So how does a Christian operate in those systems? But in America, at least the Republicans, you can sort of operate within. We got a much better situation than in Canada or in the UK or in Australia. We have a much better situation, actually. But the idea that we're supposed to be confounding to them, because we're a lot more right-wing, right? Because Christianity is naturally more right-wing. We naturally appeal to hierarchies. We naturally want to preserve our culture. We naturally like law and order. And we naturally like families. These are all right-wing principles that, again, the Republican Party's to the left of us on. So we're not really confounding to the right and the left politically. We're confounding to the left, if anything.
I want to be confounding to them. I want to be confounding to them. I ain't nobody's boy but his. Like, I will not let you loop me into your insanity. I refuse. Okay.
Just a reminder, he's a woke pastor. He's already been looped.
I feel deeply torn right now. Let me tell you why.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It I feel so much frustration at the Republican Party. Did you hear how quiet it just got? Y'all be cheering here in a second. Y'all be cheering here in a second, but right now, let me tell you why.
You know, the fact that he says that kind of indicates that his audience is more conservative than he is. Like, Matt Chandler's pretty theologically liberal. I've covered that a lot in the past. But one of the problems in the church is that the pastors are more liberal than the congregation. And it shows. And there's very few examples of the reverse. And Mark Driscoll is actually a really good contrast, because I think Mark Driscoll is more right-wing than his congregation. That was certainly the case in Seattle. And I think that's also the case here.
In 1972, go read their charter. Not a single word about God or abortion in there. They were losing elections. They developed a strategy in the 70s to co-opt us and make us their people. They know we're easily manipulated. We are easily worked into a frenzy. We can be controlled by them. They can, and that's what they did. And they are not for us. They do not all believe what we believe. This is a strategy. So I feel used by, when they talk about us and to us, I feel in my guts, like, get my name out of your mouth. You do not represent me.
He is being as masculine as Will Smith when he said, get my wife's name out your mouth, even though Will Smith was a cuck. So let's talk about that. What he's alluding to is Nixon's Southern strategy. Mind you, he mentioned the year 1972. Who was president in 1972? Richard Nixon. How did Richard Nixon win? Oh, well, he won in 1972, which didn't last particularly long. But 1968, he won in a landslide. It wasn't these close elections that we're used to here. It was a landslide in 1968. Well, what's this about Republicans couldn't win elections, so they had to, you know, play the evangelicals? Or is this more of a natural development of political forces mobilizing and the formation of the moral majority in other political movements? And the fact is that Nixon was a decent human being. That's a pretty underrated president and person. He got a bad rap over Watergate. It just, you know, history will vindicate him, and I think it has. But, you know, popular reputation, you know, the popular understanding of Watergate is, you know, he resigned and people can't really tell you why, what he did. So anyway, Nixon, very underrated. I don't know enough about Nixon's faith. I'd love to explore that. But here's the thing. The Democrats have championed abortion since 1973, Roe v. Wade. They've championed these things. The Republicans saw this issue, and, you know, perhaps both parties thought that abortion was immoral, but then the Democrats decided, after this Supreme Court decision, we are going to full-throat it. And then the Republicans are like, about that, not a good idea. And there's enough believers that were willing to build and basically form the Republican Party in many cases as we know it. So there might have been people like William F. Buckley or Barry Goldwater, but they're not the Republican Party. They really aren't.
And then, when I look at the legislative policy and worldview of the left, I find it morally reprehensible and demonic. I'm not talking about conspiracy theories. I'm talking about legislative action of a worldview that goes back to the gods of the Old Testament. Feeding children to Moloch. Do you know there's a whole pattern? I might be getting into another sermon later, but repetition's good. There was a whole pattern of worship with the Baal and all these other gods where there was all this sexual promiscuity that ended up in all sorts of terrible things. But then that's okay, because you could just feed the god, you could feed your kid to Moloch. You could just go sacrifice your kid on his altar. So be as perverse and dirty and gross as you want. And then whatever comes of that, you don't have to bear that responsibility. Just throw it into the fires of Moloch. Okay, is that not what's happening right now? And I find the left to be legislating along those lines. They believe that there's a difference between a human being and personhood. Do you know what I mean when I say that? Let me tease it out just a little bit. They would acknowledge, yeah, this is a human. This is a human being, but not necessarily a person, and personhood's what matters. They do this for the unborn. They do this more and more towards the elderly and the sick and the, right? This is a worldview that's incompatible with what we believe as Christians. I don't feel like I'm being political here today. I think they got theological and started this. Right? Like you want to start talking about the definition of marriage? Well, that's theology. That's not, I mean, we're not talking freeways here. I'm not bringing up freeways. Like you're trying to tell me gender doesn't matter. You're pushing sexually explicit perversion on elementary school kids. You have provoked us. I'm not, and some of you right now are like, well, you're a Christian nationalist. Well, I am a Christian and I love our nation. If that makes me that, then you can, you will not gaslight me with that, friend. And maybe you're one of those people like, you shouldn't legislate morality. And I'll tell you, all legislation is moral. Why do we have to withdraw from this conversation? Why are we the only ones being shamed for what we believe? Like, why is that? No, I can't get myself there as much as I dislike Orange Man Bad.
So that is basically the clip that I wanted to show you and build up to. I thought he finished stronger at the end. You know, his critiques of the Democrats, pretty generic, pretty standard. Again, there's no redeeming quality to the Democrat Party. He doesn't go that far, and he probably should. But interesting how he champions Christian nationalism there at the end. We do a lot of championing of Christian nationalism here on Evangelical Dark Web. But that's pretty interesting that he definitely paves the way for his audience to become more based than he is. Even though Matt Chandler is a liberal, he is extremely woke. His views on female pastors is also pretty questionable. But, and his views on homosexuality are also questionable, if I'm going to be honest too. So, with that said, Matt Chandler's actually paving the way, giving his audience permission to be more based, to be more biblical. And that's a good thing insofar as what he did, but at the same time, Matt Chandler is not exactly the good guy here. I think Matt Chandler is trying to be liked. This is, I don't think he's changed his ways from being a woke liberal pastor. I think he just knows which way the wind is blowing, and he's giving a very popular message. This is a message that is very popular with his church audience. It is not a message that he's taking a whole lot of risks saying, and it doesn't really matter, you know, how much he believes it or doesn't believe it, but because at the end of the day, you know, he lied on a few things, like the Nixon thing, the 72 thing was just not factually accurate at all. And again, this guy's not going to lead any civil disobedience when the time comes. That's just a lie. We already know that's a lie, and just don't even pretend. So that's all I got to say about that for now. My name is Ray. This is the Evangelical Dark Web. Stay based. Christ is King. And we will catch you on the next one.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.